Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these ghosts.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We do a podcast on a Tuesday. Craig is leaving the studio momentarily, but I've got Al and Bradley Beach for one more day. What's up, Al? How are you?
One more day, Jerry. I did do a Google. I had actually Googled to see if there was some sort of calculator where you could put in one date, March 20th, 2020, and then put in April 7th, 2021, and see how many days that was without having to go and individually count.
So that's how you knew?
That's how I knew, and I did that this morning. It will be 383 days.
That is really something. Have you actually calculated how much money you've saved in gas and tolls?
I have not. Tolls and parking.
I bet you've saved, I would probably think, somewhere in the neighborhood of $6,000.
Right.
Which is pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Plus the wear and tear on the automobile.
That too, no question. Like my wife's truck, because she stopped working, as you know, in March of last year, and I think she's only put 4,000 miles on her truck.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In a year. Yeah, it's really, you actually can understand how some people, because most people lease cars and they rip right through the mileage. I look at her now, I'm like, wow, she should lease a car now. It makes no sense to have one.
Correct. Right. She'd be the perfect lease car candidate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gina as well. She only drives around town.
Yep, exactly. She can't be doing more than 6,000 or 7,000 miles a year.
No chance. So yeah, it does not feel like 383 days.
No.
It really doesn't. I feel like if you would have said it was like about less than a month ago, I'd say yeah.
Yeah, well,
like I'm gonna fall right back into it.
Well, even Craig saying it was 3.5 years since the last time he's been in this time slot. I mean, think about that. I mean, time just flies, man.
Time is very odd.
Yep.
Then I'm gonna my dog will be in for a shock because I'm gonna be leaving her every morning, and it made me think about people who have actual children.
Yeah.
Like babies and children, and the mother goes back to work, and they have to drop their kid off at daycare.
Yeah.
That's got to be such a scene.
Well, and especially for a mom or a dad, whoever is taking care of the baby at first, that goes back to work after, let's say, a couple of years.
Yeah.
It is a shock for the kid, absolutely. But that's like anything. We adapt. You get used to it.
But I've heard like from moms that would say they would drop their kid off at daycare and the kid is crying and pleading for the mother not to go.
Oh,
and, like,
sure.
You have to go to work.
Even kindergarten, that happens.
Yeah. And you know the kid's going to have a good time once they get into it.
Of course. But it's heartbreaking to watch it.
I can't imagine walking away from that or driving away from that.
We were very lucky. Both of our boys had no issue, either one at preschool or regular school in kindergarten. Matthew was by himself in both. And then Joseph in kindergarten, Matthew at the time, I guess was in fourth or fifth grade, kind of walked him in. So no issue with him at all. We were lucky. We would see, though, especially on the first day of school, parents that were just like heartbroken because their kids are screaming and pulling for them. It's like, no, like you got to go to school. It's tough.
Yeah. I wonder how like that affects a kid down the road. Like,
I don't think it does.
Do you think that changes a kid's personality at all? That
no.
They feel like their parent is abandoning them at that age?
No.
Even though they're not?
I think they adapt within a few hours.
You do.
I've seen it. I mean, you might have a kid that maybe it takes them a couple of days, but ultimately it becomes their routine. And I don't think it's a sense of abandonment because the parents are there to pick them up. Now, if you're going to tell me that a kid gets dropped off and not picked up for a week and a half because they decided to go to Aruba and figure the school can deal with it, well, then yeah, I would think that would be an issue. But
you
no.
never know, though. Like they say that all of our adult personality and any sort of issues we have as adults, that they start because of something that happened at a very young age.
Yeah, you might be right about that. I don't think, again, dropping a kid off at school is, but you're right. I think a lot of scars are probably cut deep early in life.
Yes.
Yep.
That's what they say.
I don't disagree with that.
Then a completely different topic. I want to see what your take on this is. I think I know what your take is, but I'd like to see if you see the other side at all. I'm listening to, I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, mm-hmm. and he had on there The Undertaker, the wrestler, who's retired now.
All right.
But I guess he still does some stuff with WWE, and he was an interesting guy to talk to because he, you know, early on they had no gimmick for him, and he talked about the gimmick and how it fit him perfect because he doesn't talk and he doesn't really have a great personality that you really would need for a wrestler. So they made him the Undertaker, and he was this guy who didn't talk much and didn't have much of a personality. He was just a big guy, intimidating mm-hmm. guy, and part of not talking was part of his gimmick, you know. But on it, they were talking about when he retired, and he did it for many, I think he did it for like 30 years, crazy run. But he said something in there where he said, I thought it was time for me to give other wrestlers a chance.
Right? Where he was ready to step away and retire and take the spotlight away from him?
Yes, and to give other guys that were coming up as wrestlers a chance in the company. Like he was no longer taking up a spot.
Wow.
And I think about this a lot with play-by-play people. And I look on all of them, you know, local basketball, local baseball, local football, national football, national basketball. These guys, I do think at some point you owe it to the next generation to step aside.
Even if you're doing a good job still?
Yeah, even if you're doing a good job still.
So like, would you tell Ian Eagle at this point it's time to step aside?
No, but Ian Eagle is a good example that he doesn't get to do certain things because like a Jim Nance hasn't stepped aside. Al Michaels hasn't stepped aside.
But man, he's making a fortune, Al.
I know, but these guys have a fortune already. They've amassed their fortune. They're past retirement age. I think at some point you owe it to the next generation of broadcasters.
But Ian is the same generation.
Same generation as who?
Yeah, I mean, Nance is 60. Ian's 54.
He is? Let me look
at like, Ian's not 30, and Nance isn't 70.
Ian Eagle is 52, so he's not even retirement age, right?
No.
So Jim Nance, let me look at Jim
60?
Nance.
Would you say?
Jim Nance is 61. Yeah, not terrible. But what about a guy like Al Michaels? Al Michaels.
What interests me about that is, like, you love...
Al Michaels is 76.
I know that. You love the iconic sound of a game. We've always talked about Summerall and Madden. You know, guys like that, Buck and Aikman, that gives you the feel of a big game when you hear certain voices. I got to be honest. I hear Al Michaels. I still think Monday Night Football. Forget Sunday Night Football. And like Monday Night Football doesn't sound right to me. It's
Costas, 69.
Yeah, but Bob Costas doesn't really do anything anymore. I feel like he's become more of a guest speaker than he really is a play-by-play man at this point.
John Sterling, 82 years old.
Sure, sure.
And there are a lot more guys, I think, like in local baseball and local, like the radio play-by-play guys. There's so many old guys.
Yeah, because they're great jobs. They are great jobs. It's an injury. I understand. I certainly understand what you're saying. And I guess for me, I will have to, you know, I mean, right, all I do is Rutgers. But I mean, sure, if I was still doing it in 20 years, maybe you'd be looking at me like, well, you know, listen, you're 65. What are we doing?
Yeah, let's let the next generation
go. Such a good job. I mean, all the guys in the Big Ten, it's funny you say that because most of the announcers in the Big Ten are all older men. Like a lot, and I shouldn't say all of them. A lot of them are. They're all in their 50s and 60s. And I'm pretty much, if I'm not the youngest one out of the 14 schools, I'm pretty close.
But when places and teams and sports want to get younger, do you think having a 70-year-old man doing play-by-play, do you think that makes a younger audience want to tune in? Or is it comforting to the people who've been following this person their whole careers?
I mean, I was a kid, and my favorite announcer was Bob Murphy, who was an old man.
Yeah.
And well, it didn't, that's true. I loved the sound and the cadence and just the way he did a game. It just sounded right to me. So no. I mean, listen, and no disrespect at all. Andrew Catalan doesn't all of a sudden make me think, wow, the game's getting younger. I mean, Andrew Catalan's 34, 35. Yeah. He's probably one of the younger ones out there. I don't think young and up and coming and, wow, the game's gotten so much. No, I'd rather hear the older guys that are more seasoned.
Hmm. It's an interesting debate.
I mean, I could ask you the same thing. You've been in this morning slot for how long now? Do you feel like, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that would love to do morning radio.
No, but I'm not like I'm talking about retirement age. Like if I got to be 65, yeah, I'd be like, move on. Time to bring the next generation up. You've reached retirement age. You have enough money to retire. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I think if you're still capable of doing the job at a high level, I don't see why you would be pushed out or think it's time to just walk away.
But then if a team gets rid of you, people look at you like you're a scumbag. The team looks like, they got rid of an old person.
Yeah, I suppose. It also depends on who the announcer is that you're talking about, too.
Yeah.
And what kind of relationship he's... Like, if the Yankees turned around and fired John Sterling for no reason other than we need to get younger.
Yes.
I do think people would be like, what are you doing? Like, that's John Sterling. You don't just kick him out.
Right.
But if there was cause...
It puts them in a spot where they can't try to get the next generation of broadcasters up.
Sure. Guy's missed, and he only missed a game because of health last year. He had that ridiculous streak going. He's been...
Oh, yeah.
He's really become synonymous with the Yankees at this
That's
point.
That's true, yes.
So, yeah, I mean, as the team, you are kind of stuck in a weird spot. It's true. Hmm. I mean, how old Something is Gary Cohen, about. Would you say?
Gary Cohen, Jerry?
He's got to be around 60, no?
I would think so, yeah. Although he is a...
Or Howie. He's a good one.
All right, hold on. I got a lot of Googling to do.
What I know, I'm sorry.
Gary Cohen?
You do Gary. I will take care of Howie Rose here.
Gary Cohen is 62.
All right, so are you ready as a Met fan? Would you want him to step aside in 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years. 65. Really? Let's get a new... We may have a great broadcaster that we are unaware of because they'll never get a shot.
And should Howie have retired 2 years ago? He's 67.
Yes, he should have.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I tell you, I actually like listening to them. Okay. Hey, listen, to each his own. I say keep the job as long as you're good at it.
Yeah. I don't know. Because you put a company in a weird spot, like you mentioned exactly, but the Yankees. The Yankees can't get rid of John Sterling because they'll look like jerks.
Sure. And they could have done something a couple of years ago before he got his eyes fixed because he had a couple of rough years. And as we've learned, it really was because of his diminishing eyesight. He got the surgery, and he's been much different.
He's got his eyes fixed, and he's good to go now.
They could have done something back then. I think it would have been justified. I really do.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They didn't opt to do that, and away we go.
Here, let's go a third totally separate conversation. Okay. And then I'll let you go, Jerry. I know you've had a very long day.
Where am I
here.
Going? I'm just hanging out. Me and you, I'm good.
You and I were discussing...
Hi.
What's he yelling?
He said, you want me back?
You and I were discussing a week or so ago about podcasts and downloads and how many's good and all this stuff. And a listener had sent me a podcast from a guy who does this sort of thing. And he was talking about, you know, how easy it is to manipulate the charts in that there are companies in foreign countries where for $5, you ever hear that website Fiverr?
No. What is it called?
There's a website called Fiverr.
No.
And it's people that do graphics or do creative work, and you can ask them to, hey, can you make me a logo? And what will you charge? $5. Like things, it's like $5 and up.
Really?
Wow. What they'll charge. Yeah.
I need a logo.
Gina's used them for making logos and things, and you go back and forth with us, and sometimes they do it for really cheap.
Okay.
So I guess there were companies on Fiverr that you could promote. They'd say they would promote your podcast, and it would show up on like number 30 or number 10 on the Apple charts.
Really?
Podcasts that no one's ever heard of. And this guy did a lot of research, and he'd find these podcasts that he thought were kind of scamming how big of an audience they had, because they were podcasts that had been around a while that didn't have any reviews or any nothing, and then all of a sudden they were there like number 10 and then they disappear and you never hear from them again.
So it's fake.
So there was a company that did that. Yes. Then this guy started looking into other things like the New York Times bestseller list, and how while there's not somebody that can do that, they... Publishing companies had found out there are a few key stores that they use. Like let's say a Barnes & Noble in New York City, and if something's moving in the Barnes & Noble in New York City, they assume it's moving in Barnes & Nobles across the country.
So it's almost like a statistical analysis as opposed to real sales.
Right. So what would happen is sometimes these book publishers or the author themselves would know which bookstores were the key bookstores, and they'd go and buy up all the copies.
Wow.
And then they'd be on the New York Times bestseller list, which then would sell legitimate copies because people saw it was on the
list. What did I tell you, man? Life is nothing but a friggin' scam.
It's all scams.
It really, everybody sucks. Like, that shouldn't be. There's got to be some sort of, you know, protector of, I hate that you told me that. Because the one thing I always felt was legit was that, I really did, in terms of sales and things of that nature, the New York Times bestseller list to me was one of those things that, wow, you're on that. You're really doing it the right way.
Right.
I mean, that's killer. Ugh.
Now, that being said, if you have $5, we could get our podcast in the top 10 probably.
I just Venmoed you $250.
We should try that. I should try that. Just like throw our podcast. Or maybe, you know, I don't want to do it because it's the companies. I'll take like one of my old Al Boring podcasts, pay $5.
Yeah.
And see if I could get it trending.
That would be great. And that'd then all of a sudden, right? And then you kind of rejuvenate that thing and you're a top 10 podcaster. And now people are looking to throw money at you.
Right.
My God.
We would love to purchase your podcast. Wow. Oh, is that right?
Yes. I'll take $6 million for it, please. Okay, done.
Yeah, the guy said for $5 it got the podcast. And they said that he reached out to the guy, and for $5 the guy said, you know, watch the charts this week. And he said it built it up slowly. It was like, you know, number 200, then number 100.
So they make it look like it's not a
joke. Like it's climbing, yeah.
That's incredible. But what have we been doing for the last 6 years? Good Lord.
No, we got to get our podcast on. We need to reach out to for Fivers.
My God. Well, I'm going to check it out for a logo. I can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check that out. Those are legit.
I will.
Gina's gotten some logos from them.
I need to make a new logo for our Cornhole League.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. Fiver.
Hey, for $5, hell. I'll even spend $55.
There you go.
That would be all right. Yes.
All right, Jerry, let's do
We're done?
Yeah, we're done. Let's do the warm-up show. Back tomorrow, Boomer and Gio, everybody in the regular chairs. Oh, and I'm returning to the radio station.
Enjoy, that's right. Dude.
I've already made my piles of things I need to bring. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
I look forward to seeing you in person.
Thank you, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow, New York City.
Sounds good.
Warm-up next.
So, eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. A couple minutes after 5 o'clock, Tuesday morning on The Fan. A lot going on. Myself, the Eddie Scazzeri in New York City with the Rats, and someone else coming up at 6 o'clock. And down the Jersey Shore, the old man by the sea with his lonely dog, Whimsy. His name is Albert Jacob Dukes. Al, what is up?
Good morning, Jerry. I mean, Boomer and Gio picked the worst sports day to be off. I mean, I have never seen a show sheet so chock full of sports.
Nah, dude,
you know what I'm saying, Jerry?
Big night.
I'm looking at this. I've got Mets. I've got Yankees. I've got Jets. I mean, a quarterback. Over the years, and Boomer's been here 14 years about.
14 years.
Bizarrely, very bizarrely, on days he takes off, crazy big things happen. Managers get fired. And quarterbacks get traded. Sam Darnold, out of here.
Gone. See ya. Carolina, out.
I kept seeing that, Joe Douglas got a nice return.
I think he did well.
This looks like total crap.
No, it's not total. Who wanted him?
I know nobody. Well, I
no
guess you're
one
right,
wanted.
But, right,
but you got but a you, second round pick. You got a no this year.
Second
pick,
round pick doesn't mean anything.
Sure does. Second round pick. What are you talking about?
I don't
Dak
know.
Prescott
I like,
was a fourth round pick.
I know you could always give. You could always find one of those. But I
Tom
could find
Brady,
you
sixth round.
Right, but I could find you the other 99% guys you never heard of.
Right, but the point is, just because you have a first round pick doesn't mean the player is going to be any good. Like we go through the first rounds. A lot of them don't last longer than 3 years. Sam Darnold, not very good. They got a second rounder next year and a fourth rounder next year. Not terrible.
A sixth round pick this year, Jerry, too.
Yeah, that means,
so that's
going
to be very
maybe
big.
They'll find their next Tom Brady. Who knows?
You're right, though. Otherwise, what do? You drop him and get nothing for him?
I actually thought if they would have traded Sam Darnold for a third round pick, they would have done well.
You would have taken that.
Yeah, I think I would have.
I suppose. And, you know, and I would have as well. I guess it was just the how I saw some articles being written about how Joe Douglas, what a sort of a return he got on the Sam Darnold thing. They wasted a pick on him a couple years ago.
Right.
And then they get nothing for him.
Yeah, this was not exactly the Herschel Walker deal. Let's not go nuts.
It was
I
not,
agree with
right.
you. But I think they did well. I would say that because they did better than I thought they would. And so Sam Darnold, remember suck for Sam. Well, Sam sucked and he's gone.
Right. Suck for Sam. They do that every year, right? You find whoever the quarterback is. What's this new kid's name? Zach,
it's going to be a Zach attack.
Ooh. Get that on a t-shirt. Head over to the WFAN store. Jerry Recko's Zach Attack.
That's exactly right. I like it. But you are right. Because last night, and we got the whole hour to go through, and then 4 hours with Craig, who's been here for an hour already.
You and Craig filling in for Boomer and Geo today.
Yes. And let me just tell you this. I am freaking prepared. That's all I'll say. I'm not going to say anything else.
I know what that means.
What does that mean?
That means that you are prepared for his nonsense. You are prepared to battle him sports knowledge.
No.
You are prepared to eat Chinese food.
Yes. I'm also prepared to hit send on this order at 6 a.m. as soon as Zucker's opens. So I've tried twice making the early order. It will not take the order because they don't open till 6. My problem is they're telling me the earliest delivery time is 8:15. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So I might have to go to a different place.
All right.
But I'm trying. So I'm prepared. That's what I'm prepared for. I'm also prepared. The Met game last night, complete. By the way, the NCAA championship. Oh, wow. No one cares. Not here.
That's because Baylor won. They beat Gonzaga.
Yeah, it is. But the game was terrible.
Boring. Well, it started at 9:20. I was long asleep.
It started at 9:20. It also was never close. So it was like, whatever. But
plus, I was exhausted from the Mets, from the Sam Darnold trade. From many other things that went down yesterday.
Yeah, it was a busy day. Here's the thing. I'll give you this with the Met game, and then you
All
tell
right.
me what you think, okay?
All right, Jerry, fair enough.
Number one, and I'll just run through two things for you, and then the floor is yours for the next 52 minutes to pontificate about it.
I have that much in me.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, I'm watching the game last night. First thing, and listen, my son is into the baseball even more than I am. So, I'm
Which
watching.
Which son is this?
This
older
is Matthew.
Son?
Yeah, this is my older son. So we're watching the game. First thing he says to me, lineup comes out, he goes, why is Kevin Pillar leading off? I go, maybe he's got good numbers against Matt Moore. So I went and checked. No, not good numbers against Matt Moore.
It.
So then I say, I bet you he's got a great on-base percentage for his career. Nope. No, that's not good either. Matter of fact, it's below average.
It's
not even that it's not good. It's bad. Like, it's not
average.
No.
All right.
So then I'm thinking, he hits well in Philadelphia? Nope, that wasn't it either. So, okay, fair enough. First game, maybe he's going to be jacked up and maybe he'll give the Mets something offensively. Well, that didn't happen, number one. Big double play ball, whatever. And then the second thing is, and now philosophically, you can differ with how long you go with a pitcher on opening day. You can certainly do that. But for poops and giggles, Al, 77 pitches for Jacob DeGrom when, in fact, he retired his last 9 batters and made Bryce Harper look silly as that 9th batter he retired. He's cruising. It's effortless. No stress innings. That's when we take him out? What are we doing?
This is the problem. You know how a couple years ago when Craig said that if he were a manager, he would have a pitcher pitch
yes.
one inning?
Yes.
And then another picture the next inning, and every inning you get a different pitcher, and you do this every game?
Yes, I do.
And we all laughed and laughed, and then all of a sudden the Tampa Rays started somewhat doing that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
and it worked, and then other teams started following. What if,
it works to a point.
We need someone to go old school and just decide, I'm the GM, I'm the manager. Our pitchers, our starting pitchers, will be taken out when they give up some runs.
Yeah.
And they are getting beat up.
I think Ryan tried that in Texas. I really do. I believe Nolan Ryan, when he took over the Rangers, he tried to do that, and he had that stance like, listen, our pitchers are going to throw.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the problem is I don't think he had any pitchers that were any good.
Exactly. Or probably the baseball union stepped in and goes, oh, our pitchers can't pitch more than seven innings.
How about this concept? We have an opener. Jacob DeGrom closes by throwing the last six innings. For Christ's sake. Oh, my God.
Plus, they could have used his bat yesterday for another at-bat.
He's the only one getting any hits. Oh, it was bad. Last night was about as bad. If you're a Met fan, and you know what? Evan made the trip down there. That's a tough one to sit through. Because you had this thing, too. I want Jacob DeGrom to pitch against the fourth starter. Well, guess what, Al? You got it last night. They win?
They did not win. No.
Same old crap. Jacob DeGrom pitches well. He doesn't get the win. And in this case, the Mets don't even win. A bad one. It's one game. It's like the Yankee fan the other day. Relax. They'll be fine. The Mets will be fine. But this game sucks because it's another one where he should get a victory and he doesn't.
So then it was Trevor May and Aaron Loop.
Aaron Loop comes in and hits Bryce Harper. Holy
God. With a pitch that looked like when I throw like a curve ball and wiffle ball.
It's like a slurve.
Yeah, where I feel like where it's heading for the guy's back and then in wiffle ball it curves right into the strike zone.
Yeah, this one didn't curve.
Right? No, did not curve.
It was like he aimed it right at his thigh.
But it looked like he threw it like 40 miles an hour. It wasn't even like that couldn't have even hurt.
Probably not. I think he laughed it off and just jogged down the first base. I mean, what a mess. Yeah, what an absolute mess.
Garbage.
Oh, Trevor May, please.
And you got Marcus Stroman this evening. Yeah, he talked a lot of smack during the offseason, so he better get a win tonight.
Remember his trainer? Like the best there is. My work
regimen.
Who said
this, his trainer?
Marcus Stroman. No. Stroman said that like his trainer is like through the roof outstanding, and his work regimen is better than anybody's.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's go see you throw seven shutout innings, and then they can take you out and you can lose the game.
Yeah, that Met game, that ticked me off last night.
It should. And then, not for nothing, the ball's not traveling. Even Alonso gets into one in the ninth inning. And what was it? Here's another one. McNeil. Why is he batting so far down in the order?
What about this, Jerry? We switch spots with Pilar.
Fine. Yes, I'm good with that. Just bat Pilar eighth. Matter of fact, next time he plays and DeGrom hits and pitches, DeGrom eight, Pilar nine.
I like it.
How about that?
Will we see a changeup in the lineup tonight, you think, then?
Yeah, Dominic Smith is going to pitch.
Oh, Dominic Smith.
Play, rather. Sorry. No awesome Pilar. You're going to get Dominic Smith in the lineup tonight.
Good enough. We'll take it. And Chase Anderson is the Phillies pitcher. You ever hear of this guy?
Yeah, whatever.
Right, whatever. We should beat him easily.
Well, you should have beat Matt Moore. The guy pitched in Japan last year because he was out of Major League Baseball. Should have beat him last night.
I thought Matt Moore was the quarterback of the Dolphins at one point. So I don't know. I was very confused last
very
night
cool
watching
to change,
this.
Very cool to change careers, isn't it?
Changed it right up, Jerry.
Never know. You guys talk a lot of sports. Sometimes.
By the way, can
you tell
talk.
Al that he is raring to go?
Yeah, well, yes. So it used to be when Craig was working the morning shift, if you and I on our drive in, if we would hear him on the air with the overnight person,
Tony.
We'd be like, oh boy, this is going to be a long one today, boys.
Well, in this case, I do think he has slept. I think he just got here at 4 o'clock because he's ready to go.
He's all jacked
and
up.
And I'm slightly concerned already.
Yeah.
Because he's brought 17 paper cups in and four bottles of water.
Oh,
because
you didn't get me breakfast.
There's nothing here?
There's nothing here.
Is this true?
So I had soup in my fridge. I heated it up.
We will find out what's here and what's not here at 6 o'clock.
Yes, we will.
So as you would say, zip your lip, look at your plate, turn your mic off.
There's no plate to look at.
Get you a paper plate.
Here is good news, though. Trevor May did strike out five guys, and MLB the Show after the
game. That's awesome.
Oh, that's good.
That's great. What else you got, Al?
The Yankees. So finally, the Yankees, Jerry, looked like the Yankees. They did what they were supposed to do, right? Seven runs, Judge, Homer, Stanton, Grand Slam against the Scrub Orioles.
The Scrub Orioles. All is right in the world.
Yeah, so it was like, right, the Mets blew a Jacob DeGrom game, and the Yankees won easily.
Yeah, well, because Aaron Judge. And the shot that Stanton, because Stanton didn't need to rest last night. He actually played, which was nice of him.
That's good.
That home run is still traveling.
Oh, yeah. Crushed it, Jerry.
It is like a fly swatter with that bat.
Is Craig holding a meeting back
there?
Yeah,
he's talking to Eddie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All in the same studio?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
That goes against COVID protocols.
No, it doesn't.
A lot of people in one room.
No. Me and Craig are 12 feet apart in the room. We're good.
Well, where's Eddie?
Just like we're going to be for the entire show. Eddie's talking to him in his headset right now, and Craig's got a dumb smirk on his face.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I have gathered.
Be some morning.
I have two different piles right now going on in my home, Jerry. I have a pile of foods that I like to eat at work, which I'll be bringing in. So I have that pile. Then I have a pile of weapons.
Do you have the taser?
I do. It's charging right now. I have a flashlight taser, which is charging. I have pepper spray.
Gel or spray?
Well, the gel I was looking at expired. It says it expires.
It's still going to burn your eyes out.
Right. So I have the gel. I have the spray. I've got both. I've got a police baton if I need to beat somebody up who is attacking me. So I've got two large piles here.
And there's a good place for you to park down on Light Street by the Holland Tunnel.
That I'm not doing.
And then you can just walk the 12 blocks. No problem. Free parking. Are you excited to come back or no? For reals.
I'm ready for a change.
Answering the question.
No, because I'm excited to come back for tomorrow. Will I be excited by Friday or Monday? No.
This is why you'll be off on Monday.
Right, because as soon as I see what New York City really is.
It looks the same.
It does?
There's rats everywhere and there's a lot of construction.
Maybe I'll just pepper spray a rat to see if it still works.
You'll have plenty of opportunity. I can promise you that.
What if it feeds off pepper spray? Like these rats are like so ready to, they're combating everything. They can eat food and eat pepper spray. That then I'd be like, oh boy.
Toxic rats.
Toxic rats, Jerry.
All right. One segment down. Just getting started. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more nonsense or something. Mets blow a game. Yankees win. I like this. Remember we played the clip of Julius Randle and what was his name? I forget the other guy's name. Was it Reggie Bullock? Who cares about the Nets' big three? We're the big 15. Yeah, they lost to a big one last night. How about that? We'll take a quick break. We got a lot more to do. And then Craig joins me at 6 o'clock. In for Boomer and Geo on the Fan.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Al and Jerry, two scientists responsible for the COVID-19 vaccine.
All right, 25 after 5. It is a Tuesday. It is Al and Jerry with you until 6 o'clock. Craig Carton joins me, top of the hour, Boomer and Geo with the day off. Al, real quick, and then get back into whatever you wanted. Did you at least get a shot or a highlight or two of the game in Texas with the near sellout crowd?
I did see some social media posts of the sellout crowd. Loved it. I love to see it.
It just, you know what? Yesterday felt probably about as normal as we have felt in the last 14 months, I would say.
I did see people getting all bent out of shape on social media about it.
I'm sure. My point is you had a game with almost a full house. You had the Mets playing, the Yankees playing with some crowd. You had Nets Knicks last night. You had a college championship game. Like yesterday really felt like things were slowly starting to return.
I don't know why the Yankee games in particular at Yankee Stadium look more empty than the other places, because I'm sure they're the same amount of people there.
Depends.
It looks stark and really nobody's there. I don't know if they're just not positioning anybody behind home plate.
I would say a couple things. Number one, I think what you said you kind of hit on. The Yankees are the Yankees, and they have a gigantic, gorgeous stadium that also holds, I think, 56,000, I think. I got to check the official capacity. But it's a huge stadium with lots of levels. You've got some of these other parks are smaller, more compact. And so, yes, like Citizens Bank Park is more like Citi Field the way it's constructed. And it's more on top of the field. It's not as high up. At least it doesn't appear that way to me, and I've been to both of them. Yankee Stadium is like the Roman Colosseum to me, and it's beautiful, but it's huge. So, yeah, when you only do 10 or 20%, whatever the hell it is, it looks empty. And the other ones do too, but it's just different.
I think in the future, our stadiums are going to get smaller.
They should get smaller. There's nothing but, like, to me, 40,000 for a baseball stadium, perfect.
That's 30,000.
You could do that.
25,000.
The problem with that is when you're good, but when you're good, you're really squeezing people out.
But like to me, for baseball, it really only matters if you're good and make the playoffs. Because even if you're good in July and August, you're not selling 25,000 tickets.
You no, could I think
say
you are.
They'll say that, but you'll look around and the place will be empty.
Fact of the matter is, if those tickets are paid for, they're paid for. And if I own the team, I don't give a damn if you show up or not. I got my money.
Seems fugazi.
I don't think
fugazis so. Or not fugazis?
New game.
So what happened to Fernando Tatis last night for the Padres?
Well, I guess he swung his shoulder out. I don't know.
Swung his shoulder out.
He also hasn't been playing well, I noticed.
He swung at a pitch very mightily and then went down and then was cradling his left arm as he was led off the field.
Now, he also had a shoulder situation in the spring. This looks like it's a little more serious. He hasn't played well. The good news for the Padres is they only have him for a few more decades. Years left. He'll be fine.
It's just a couple. They just need to rest him for a few more years, Jerry. Then he'll be good to go.
I think he got what? He got $340 million?
I don't,
Does that sound right?
Jerry, he deserves so much more. I mean, he settled for $340 million.
I think he got 12 for, I forget what the numbers were. He got 340. I think Lindor got 341.
Right. Lindor got the extra $1 million, so he'll be able to feed his family. For generations to come.
I like last night. This to me, I thought this was a shot. I don't know if you were watching it or not.
So I watch everything.
Lindor goes up the middle for a double play early in the game. He makes a major league shortstop play, flips the ball to second base. And you know I love Ron, Keith, and Gary. I do.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, man, great to have a major league shortstop. Give me a break.
Thank God.
Like Rosario couldn't have done that. Yes, right. He could have. It's not like he laid out. Threw the ball midair between his legs. I mean, it was a decent play. It was nothing.
But he did the classic move. Ball up the middle, behind the bag, grabs it, does the flip over to the second baseman.
He made a very good major league play.
Right.
I didn't think we needed to go Goo-Goo Gaga over that one.
Listen, everyone's trying to be excited in the beginning of the season, including Gary, Keith, and Ron.
Yeah, I know. And they didn't play all weekend, and this was quote-unquote their opener.
Yeah.
Still, a little overboard. A little bit.
Yeah. I see Angels fans were throwing garbage cans on the field when they were playing the Astros.
Yes, they're hilarious.
One of the garbage cans was inflatable. The other one was an actual garbage can, which makes me wonder, where did they get it from? Up like on the rotunda?
Perhaps, and toss it right over.
Did they just grab a garbage can that was in the stadium and throw it over the...
That's what it looked like to me, because it had a plastic bag in it.
And it had recyclables.
Yeah.
I think they grabbed the recyclables.
Yes. They might
Craig's
have.
Burping into your microphone. Good Lord.
Yes, that wasn't me.
You're in
that
troll.
Came through loud.
Sorry, you heard that?
That came through loud.
We heard that, yeah.
I apologize. I thought it was a directional microphone.
Yes, directional right here.
I do apologize. That's uncalled for.
Very rude.
That's okay.
Your boy Tatis, by the way, not only making $340 million, he's got five errors and he's batting 167.
He has not played well. There's no question.
He has five errors in like three games?
Yes, that's what I said. He hasn't played well in the first few games.
Yeah, now he's separated his shoulder, so peace out.
Yeah, might not see him for a while. Oh, well.
After the game that caught up with Tatis, he went like this. So!
Didn't you just do that?
So!
I missed that.
So, Tatis! So,
when did that happen?
When did what happen? Him saying, see ya?
Yeah, I missed that. I didn't see that on my show sheet.
A Zoom conference, conference after the game.
How did it sound?
So.
Nice. Well.
Stupid.
So. I see they're moving the baseball All-Star game possibly to Coors Field.
Not possibly.
Who cares? I don't care.
Interesting. A field named after alcohol with all the alcoholism in this country. I'm so shocked
we're
allowed to do that in this day and age.
You're exactly right.
Very shocking.
Smoking weed in Colorado and playing All-Star games.
Smoking weed.
Yes, it's not coming to New York like Craig thought they might get. Although
I don't want it here because Yankee Stadium deserves a real one.
Right, as opposed to 20% capacity.
They should have put it in that dopey Iowa farm.
Field of Dreams. That would have been a nice idea.
That's where you put it. You don't have to worry about fans anyway. Have it. The players don't give a rat's ass about it and move along.
No player wants to go to Iowa.
No?
No.
You ever been to Iowa?
Yeah, every year with Rutgers.
Well, every year.
Every year with Rutgers.
All of a sudden, Rutgers is splurging every on trips year to Iowa every year.
I go every year.
You couldn't go
you
to
You said ever been to Iowa. I go every year.
Yeah, now you're going to Iowa every year.
Every year.
All right, so there you go. Enjoy Iowa.
Been to Iowa.
Jerry and the family, they go out to Iowa every year.
Every year we vacation in Iowa. Leave me alone.
Not, and listen, if I get visit
go,
Iowa
clips
now, I don't go to Iowa and the family. I go with the basketball team.
Oh, that must be a lot of fun.
It is. Yes.
Do those guys talk to you like on the bus or on a plane?
No, the coaches.
The coaches do?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like Pickle will talk to you?
You mean Pikel?
Whatever. Pikel.
Coach Pickle.
Like you're on the plane and say, like, Jerry, come on over. Let me walk
you. Oh, sure.
And is it always basketball? I always wondered that.
No, it's like, actually not.
When you're a play-by-play guy traveling, A, do the players know who you are? And then B, what do you talk to people about? Or are you kind of like awkwardly on the plane and you don't want to talk to them?
No, that crew is actually outstanding. So, yes, the coaches, 100% we talk to. We have dinner with them. And usually it's not about basketball, actually. The players don't care.
I bet the players don't even know games are on the radio.
They probably don't, actually. There's a couple. Like, you know, the... I would say there's probably two or three, the guys that we talk to a lot. The other ones have probably, there was one game where we were in Michigan, I think, and Michigan with the COVID, like we had to stay in our room. They would bring us our lunches. We got on the bus, remember one of the players like, why is he here?
You should have said you were a COVID detective.
No, I was not a COVID detective. Yeah. But yeah, so in that case,
you
I have no idea.
You should have said, I'm here for all the anal swabs. All right, drop your pants.
Getting accurate readings.
That would have been great.
No anal swabs.
You'd have been a legendary broadcaster.
No,
hey, that's the guy that gave me the anal swab for COVID. What's he doing on the microphone? Enrico Palazzo.
That is not the case.
Just saying, like multitask.
But the coaches, yes,
can you imagine
the players,
Pat
no.
Hobbs, the AD at Rutgers, comes to Jerry and goes, look, IMG's lost a lot of money this past year. So we need you to do two jobs. We need you to be in charge of the new COVID testing, which is now an anal swab.
Right.
And we need you to do play-by-play.
Do I get to keep my rate of pay?
Yeah, but you don't make any more money.
I'm in.
There you go.
You just don't take anything
away. They give them a microphone and Vaseline.
And swabs.
Yeah, they're like, and the swabs are easy. It's not like the nasal one where you got to go all the way up, but just...
Yeah.
Well, and just also,
like when I was a kid, that's how your mother used to take your temperature.
This is what Al says. I never had this.
I've been trying to tell Jerry this. That was the only way to get an accurate temperature of a child.
You guys are significant older than
which
me.
Which became the really awkward thermometer in ninth grade. But
listen, you wanted an accurate reading.
Our family never had the anal swabs.
Mom, I'm 17. I no longer need a rectal thermometer. I mean, I have a fever.
Go ahead.
And to think now they just, like, shoot that gun at your head.
Oh, it's awesome.
Like, that's accurate.
Right.
That is accurate.
Yeah, okay, I've never been over 97.1.
Well, you've never been sick.
Yeah, accurate.
Did you use the iPad downstairs?
No. What iPad?
When you walk in. You don't get your temperature checked when you come in?
That's for visitors.
You just put your face in the iPad.
Why would I ever put my face in a
random iPad? To make sure you don't endanger us.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm clean. I got tested on Friday. I'm good to go. Can't get makeup,
What'd you
course,
do all weekend?
But I'm good to go. What happened?
What'd you do over the weekend?
Well, I'd like to discuss my personal
life. Okay, so as Al will say, you got the test on Friday. Great. What have you done between then and now?
I ate a lot of meat.
He went to a COVID party with teens.
Yeah. I was at Paul Pierce's place.
Boy, did you see that video?
I sure did. Now you know why Deshaun Watson gets so many masseuses.
My God. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we can hit on this because the fact that he got fired.
Well, I think he wanted to get fired.
Well, he did a good job.
I think he winds up at Barstool in about 2 days.
You might be right about that. 25 in front of 6. You hear Craig. You hear Al. Eddie's here as well.
No
Lopresti next
that,
Al.
Jerry.
What?
25 in front of 6.
Why not?
Ask Al.
I don't want to ask Al.
It's 5:35.
It's 25 in front of 6.
Yeah, but no one talks that way.
I do.
That's
matter of fact, last night I was going to bed. My son said, what time is it? I said, it's 20 in front of 10.
The only time I will do beforehand is if it's quarter of. Anything more than a quarter of, I say the other hour.
Well, do you say like 5:45 or do you say it's a quarter to 6?
That one, I'd go either one. But anything more than 15 minutes before the hour, I just say like 5:43.
Because shockingly, you're normal in that regard.
Very normal.
Coming up on 24 minutes in front of 6 o'clock. Quick break. Back in a moment on The Fan.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Al and Jerry, Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Goo Goo.
All right, welcome back. Warm-up show till 6 o'clock. Craig joins me then. Mets lose just a brutal game. Yankees win as you expected they would. Knicks do not beat the Nets. Nets win. James Harden goes back out of the game. And Baylor won last night. What else you got, Al?
Was he got another hamstring injury of this James Harden?
Yeah,
same
but
one?
It was interesting because he only played a couple of minutes, and the play he just kind of walked over and took himself out, it didn't look like he did anything, and they're calling it tightness. So I guess he's going to take a week off or so, but it looks like Durant will be back soon. And they win last night. And there you go. Jeff Green, who was not shooting the free throws well, hit too late, and the Nets win, and they go to a 35-16, I believe it is.
These Nets, the Nets big three, they're like a WWE tag team. They're never yes. like all in it. Every once in a while, they'll like, you know, like in a tag team every once in a while when the ref's not looking, you all get in the ring and
pretty much
beat people up. But normal, otherwise, it's just the one person tags in, one person tags out.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
This, I'm not really big into travel now, but I'm somewhat interested in going to Texas just to see what's going on down there.
What about Florida? Texas, Florida, right? Same
Texas,
type of deal.
Florida, yeah. They're like, I like, especially in this day and age, when anybody goes against the norm, right?
Right.
So Florida and Texas, you know, they're going against all the COVID protocols and all that stuff. So you mentioned that the Texas Rangers had a full stadium yesterday, and the Texas governor, his name is Greg Abbott, he had backed out of throwing out the first pitch in yesterday's game. He was citing MLB's decision to move the All-Star game out of Georgia.
Yeah, I don't know what that does.
Right, I know it's very funny. It's a very self-important move by him, like
yeah.
where he thinks like that MLB offices are going like, oh my gosh, the Texas governor's not going to throw out the first pitch. We must do something.
I'm with you. Whatever.
But he did come out and say he will not participate in any event held by Major League Baseball, and the state will not seek to host the All-Star Game or any other special events that Major League Baseball puts on.
Listen. Win games, fill your stadium, and then
yeah.
you'll be fine. That's the biggest thing. And right now, his team isn't very good, so he should probably be more concerned about that. Just
they
saying.
They stink, the Rangers, Texas Rangers?
The Rangers are always bad. Come on.
And they're not expected to do well, correct?
No, they're not. Absolutely not.
You know, a tree fell on the governor of Texas.
Is that right?
When he was jogging.
Is that why he's in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
And how's the steel in the spine?
Yeah. It's a crazy story. He was out for a jog after a storm or something. I guess a number of years ago, and a tree just randomly hit him and paralyzed him.
Oh,
how about that?
How about that?
How about that? You want egg salad or tuna salad?
Yeah.
What's that?
You want egg salad or tuna salad?
How do you go from a guy being paralyzed to ask me if I want egg salad?
Well, I thought right. we were done with that. Eddie played the how about that. That was the end.
Right.
How about
that
usually means that's we're done.
That's entirely insensitive.
That's not true. When he plays how about that, that's kind of like, all right, we're done.
If that's
how about
the kind
that,
of show you guys are doing, I'm out.
Do you want egg salad or tuna salad?
Both.
Both. I bought you locks, dude.
You didn't buy me anything.
I'm buying
it. What are you on, goldbelly.com?
I'm on Bagel Boss now.
Bagel Boss?
Because I was told they're open.
All right, great. I'll take whatever they got.
What else, Al?
Isn't Bagel Boss that guy who was yelling at people, the fake video guy who
yes.
was going around screaming at people?
I don't think this is his place, though.
In the Bagel Boss?
I could be wrong about that.
So why is Paul Pierce being fired by ESPN? I thought you were allowed to smoke weed now.
Well, perhaps because he had the stripper that was gyrating her ass behind him in the video. If
so
you're
you
ESPN,
don't...
that's not a good look. Would you not agree?
Probably not a great look. So he was, what, playing poker? He had strippers there. He was smoking weed.
He's actually getting a haircut.
getting a haircut, smoking weed.
Yeah, that's right.
It didn't look great. It really didn't. So I would think if, let's put it this way, if that was you and you posted that video where your eyes looked all whacked out and you had a stripper giving you a rub down from behind and there was a stripper on the ground behind that.
Right.
And then he was positioning the camera so you could see her twerking behind. I would think that management might have an issue with that here.
I'm trying to think what Mark Chernoff's reaction would be if he got that link into a email.
Wouldn't be good.
Which would make you more uncomfortable? Okay. You, a video of you doing it, or if you sent the girls to his house? Can you imagine Chernoff's goodbye party? Four strippers twerking, him smoking a blunt.
Well, that sounds fun.
Talking about, I'm out of here, bitches. I'm the tiny town of the kilowatt.
When's the party? That'd be a hell of a send-off for sure.
Well, listen, it's legal in New Jersey too, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, and I saw in New York, I guess it's illegal in New York as well now, and I saw people smoking weed right in front of the police.
Well, yeah, you're allowed to do that, right?
Eddie, what is the place? Have you seen the place on Route 9? There's a grocery store, and right next door is the cannabis shop. It's literally right next door to a supermarket. Doesn't make any sense.
But all the cannabis shops, just like the places that sell vaping things, they all have that temporary sign on the door, like where they know they're going to be thrown out of there eventually. Like, they don't get a real sign above their door. It's the vinyl signs that you could get printed at a print shop.
Right, because they're going to have to pick it up and move and open up somewhere else very soon.
Yes. The local town will throw them out and they'll have to take their sign with them.
That's about right. And that could be the case for these places.
Yeah. Now, someone told me on Twitter that you can smoke weed anywhere you can smoke cigarettes. That doesn't sound right.
That's true in Jersey.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Because I can drink a soda, but I can't drink a beer outside. What's the difference between a beer and a weed?
That's not a terrible question.
Thank you.
But time out. And I don't know the answer to this. You cannot, I guess, on the sidewalk just have a beer if you're 25 years old?
Nope.
No, why? It's an open container law.
Yeah.
But you're not driving.
I mean, you asked the question. If you don't like the answer, I mean.
I'm asking you, why is that not the case?
What do you want us to do?
You're only allowed to have a beer in your house or
like
on your property?
Bag. You can't have an open container.
All right, so weed's contained in the rolling paper.
I don't know. Call but Governor Murphy.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I'm gonna call Governor Murphy. I know Moose and Maggie have Governor Murphy on a lot. I'd love to have them call him and say, why can we smoke weed out in the open but can't drink a beer in the open?
Yeah, well, maybe they should. They probably have a couple guests on today.
I would imagine.
I would think so. What else,
get
Al?
Mr. Murphy on there.
The best is when the cannabis stores open. All the cool names they come up with for the stores, like Electric Lettuce.
Electric Lettuce? Haven't seen that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I never know how you know which kind to get, like when you go into these weed stores and they all have names like that. Isn't weed?
No. You can get the OG Kush. You can get Purple Haze.
Right. What's the difference?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
No idea.
I'm not quite sure exactly. But
have you ever smoked weed?
Probably do a road trip and find out.
Al?
I've never smoked weed, no.
Never one time you've never tried it?
Never one time.
Well, yeah, Craig.
Because
well, yeah, Craig. I know you have.
He's an addict. I'm sure he's done it.
Listen, no, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. Yeah. 10 years sitting here with you.
Mikey likes it.
I know you've tried it. You have said so.
I've eaten it. I've smoked it. Right. Yes, I've had it.
And I know that. Eddie, you never have, correct? Just cigarettes.
No, I
he has.
Oh, you have.
Remember, he got all whacked out.
Oh, that's right.
How do you look at Eddie Scazzeri and say that's a guy that never did weed?
That's why.
Please.
Because
he's
thought
the stereotypical guy that does weed all smokes.
Because
all the
time. I thought he tried a drug that whacked him out so bad that he just stays with alcohol and wine and whatever he uses.
Plus,
not weed.
No one knows he smokes.
Well, I mean, years
keep
ago, yes.
Keep it down low.
I don't know.
I would have tried weed, but I never knew. No one could ever tell me where it came from. Like now, I feel like
the guy
I'll
down
know,
the block.
Right, exactly.
You
everyone
feel
knows
better
the
if
guy.
They gave you the address.
No. I knew it. Like if a friend of mine was growing weed in his house and one said, do you want to try weed? I probably would have tried it. But just getting weed that could be laced with angel dust.
I agree with him. As opposed to now, at least there's a shop, you almost feel like it's regulated somehow. As opposed to just seeing the guy down the street that's selling it for however much money.
And instead of smoking weed, like legal weed, I think I would like to eat a gummy bear. Like that would be more
what about
my
a brownie?
Speed. Mm.
What's the difference?
Like he's calorie counting.
Yeah. I don't need the extra sugar, Jerry.
You just said a gummy bear. That is sugar.
They're very tiny.
I guess. So you're going to take a handful of them, though, either way.
No, you don't do that. You eat one gummy bear.
One? Are you sure about this?
Yes. Yeah, I'll vouch for that.
Yeah.
One gummy bear.
You don't need two.
No. Isn't Stony Patch Kids a product?
You tell me, Jerry, is it? All of a sudden, Jerry's got all the answers.
I'm asking the question.
2 minutes ago, you were upset with how we answered your question. Now you know the names of all the products.
I feel like I saw that online somewhere.
Yeah, you did.
I might have.
When you were at the airport in Denver coming back from a Rutgers game.
Never been to Denver.
No?
I'd like to go.
You're to Iowa every year.
I would like to go to Denver. I want to go see a game at Coors Field.
When Gina and I went to San Diego, weed is legal out there, and I was like, let's go get weed, and we'll eat weed and sit in the hotel room and see what happens. But it was in the weed places were in the not greatest parts of town, and I was afraid.
Could you imagine Al in a hotel room smoking weed? And the answer to that is no. I couldn't.
Last time I was in San Diego doing a radio show, it was for the Super Bowl between the Green Bay Packers and the Denver Broncos. And the guy I was with, we land in San Diego. He tells the taxi cab driver, take me to the worst part of town. I need to score some crack.
Oh, God. Ouch.
I was like, can you let me out of the corner?
I'll
never forget that. Yeah. Ooh. He asked the taxi driver, where do I find crack?
Oh.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
No, okay. I didn't see. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Eddie's back. All right, here we go. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. And then Craig with us at the top as we will continue on right now on Odyssey Sports Minute. It's Amy Lawrence on the National Championship.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, a couple more minutes. Craig joins us at 6 o'clock. Well, he's been here for a half hour anyway. Mets lost, Yankees won, Nets beat the Knicks. What else, Al? You got about a minute.
I see that Jets safety Marcus May does not appear happy about the Sam Darnold trade, Jerry. He tweeted a facepalm emoji.
Yes, it was a face in the palm for, I guess he's upset that Sam Darnold was dealt.
Yeah, I think the facepalm emoji is what are we doing?
I guess. Well, they're doing Zach Wilson. That's what they're going to be doing. Right? Isn't that what you think?
I think so, Jerry. Yeah, absolutely.
Unless they're going to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo.
There goes my idea when we a couple weeks ago were said, will Sam Darnold be the Jets quarterback in week one? And I voted yes.
I think we'll need new
t-shirts.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I was wrong too. Zach Attack. We got to get that going on the WFAN team store.
I'm sure Carton and Roberts already had one made.
They're
very aggressive with the t-shirts.
True. It's the Brooklyn Nets and Los Angeles Lakers, Saturday, April 10th at the Barclays Center.